It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Curwood. Back in the winter, we reported dire news about the state of those iconic and beloved butterflies, monarchs. Researchers noted record low numbers of monarchs overwintering in the Mexican mountains of Michoacan, a decline blamed variously on deforestation south of the border, global warming, bad weather, GMO crops, and the decline of milkweed, which monarch caterpillars feed on. Well, having sounded the alarm, we thought we should check in to find out how they're doing now it's summertime. So we called up an expert, Anurag Agrawal, professor of ecology and evolutionary biology at Cornell University, who says, so far, so good.
So our first numbers for how the monarchs are doing this year come from Texas. Those tens of millions of monarchs that were overwintering in Mexico in the mountains of Michoacan fly to Texas and lay eggs there. And they have then a complete generation there. They drop their eggs. Caterpillars develop on the Texas milkweeds. And those adults are then pass away. They die. That first generation in Texas did well, and they've moved north. They're now in the upper Midwest. We've seen them right here in Ithaca flying through. So really only time will tell. As you know, the monarchs have 3 to 4 generations every year. And what that means is the summertime is their opportunity for the population to rebuild back up.
I have to say that I've noticed in my own backyard in New Hampshire, some monarchs just this past weekend didn't see any last year. Of course, that's just anecdotal. But I'm likely to see more, do you think?
I do. I had the same experience that you did. Last summer was the lowest number of butterflies I'd seen in the summertime in my 10 years in Ithaca. And like I said, I've already seen them again this year. So, you know, to me, there's kind of bad news and good news. You know, the bad news is the last 3 years were the lowest on record in terms of number of monarchs at the overwintering grounds. You know, a single low year is not necessarily a huge problem. But when there are 3 dramatically low and the lowest years on record, that's when people begin to worry about extinction. But the good news is that there's tremendous reproductive potential in a monarch butterfly. A female has about 1,000 eggs in it. And so in the field, she might deposit, let's say, 400 to 500 of those. Quite remarkably, you know, if all 500 were to survive, one female and one male could repopulate the tens of millions of butterflies we kind of expect to see each year. What we hope to see is that their populations build over the summer, and we'll really know what the kind of state of the population is at the time of the southern migration.
Now, President Barack Obama just issued a formal presidential memorandum which requires federal departments and authorities to put their heads together to come up with a game plan to protect pollinators. And in that order, he specifically mentioned the monarch butterfly. What do you make of that?
Yeah, I think it was a landmark memorandum. I'm really excited that insects, both bees as well as butterflies, have made it onto the president's agenda. You know, really, the memorandum compels, as I read it, 14 federal agencies. It's not just the Secretary of Agriculture and the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, but it compels, you know, the Department of Transportation, of Defense, of Education, of Energy to all work together to come up with this strategy for maintaining bee and pollinator health. The fact that monarchs are lumped in there is, you know, I think is a little bit amusing, but also really important. The amusing part is that what we know from the biology of milkweeds, which are the host plant of the monarch butterfly, as well as their general biology, is in fact they are not particularly good pollinators. They're doing very little of the pollination of milkweed or other plants.
So what you're saying is that while the science of this may be wrong to cite the monarch as a pollinator, the fact that the president is bothering to mention the butterfly is good news.
Absolutely good news.
So why is it important to protect the monarch butterfly? We all love looking at them, but why all the attention, in your view?
In my view, the attention to the monarch, I think, comes from 2 sources. One, you know, millions of people all over the continent are appreciating their natural beauty, the biology of this spectacular organism. The flip side is because it travels across 3 nations from the Canada through the U.S. to Mexico, the environmental health of our continent is in a way reflected in that annual cycle of the monarch. If this butterfly can't complete its life cycle, then we're doing something wrong as a continent because we aren't providing a sustainable habitat where the butterfly can do its annual migration.
Anurag Agrawal is a professor of ecology and evolutionary biology at Cornell University. Thanks for taking the time with us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.